previously on Bates Motel.
Do you think maybe we could be friends?
Of course.
Like, we could hang out sometime? I mean, even though I'm married.
Holy shit.
Well, now you know, chick. Can you keep this secret about me? Can I trust you, chick?
Hey, Norma, can I stay here for a little while?
Back up, back up.
What are you doing? You trying to steal our car?
You don't need to do that. I'll just...
Mother.
I need you to do something for me. I need you to kill him.
I want you to leave and never come back.
Go! So sorry.
It's okay. It is what it is. You didn't ever need to come back here. You didn't ever need to do a lot of stuff. Let's just get rid of the body.
Well, shouldn't we call the sheriff? I mean, it was an accident, so...
I don't think that's a good idea.
I agree with him.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you two agree, but I think we should call the police. Okay, we have done nothing wrong here. We just ran out on the road, got hit. No one is at fault.
I beg to differ. It's all my fault. I was driving the car. He was locked up in the basement. There's things that they could find out.
What things?
I'll repeat myself. He was chained up in your basement. There are other things in your basement.
I agree. There are lots of secrets. One of them. So we don't want cops sniffing around.
I could get rid of the body. Just help me pick it up.
Help him pick it up.
All right. I'll take care of it. It's gonna take me a while, though, so don't wait up. Oh. There's the groceries. Don't make the chicken. I want to make it when I get back for dinner.
You shot me.
Hey, hold on. Easy, easy, easy. Easy, though. Let's not have another accident. Come on, put it down. Put it down. Hey, this is a very serious thing you've done. Put it down. At your house?
Yeah?
Go inside. Get first aid kit or some bandages or anything like that and bring it to me, but don't let anybody see. Listen, I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I know it was just an accident, all right? I won't say a word about it if you won't.
Promise?
Yes. Yes, now do as I say. Okay, go.
Thank you. Morning, Sheriff.
Hey, Regina. How'd your mom's surgery go?
It's been hard, but she's determined. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I printed the quarterly stats for you. They are on your desk. Down again this month.
Thanks.
White Pine Bay Sheriff Station. Sheriff? It's the DA. Says it's urgent.
Put him through.
What time is it?
Oh, it's 10:30 now. You slept in.
Oh, must have been tired.
Oh, must have been. Can't imagine why.
Why do you have my dresses?
Because you've had them forever, Mother, for years, and look, still the same old dresses.
What the hell crawled into your pants?
I don't like how things are.
Mm-hmm. Well, neither does all of anyone in God's creation. We are a species of complainers. What makes today so special?
Because nothing ever happens the way that I think it should, Mother.
Hmm.
I wanted Caleb to go, but no, he goes and gets hit in the street. I wanted to call the cops, but no, you and Chick decide that it's better to go and get rid of a body. You know, I don't want to be getting rid of bodies or have people chained up in my basement or dump people in lakes. And since when are you and Chick such great friends?
You're the one who invited him here in the first place. And you know what? You are right. I am tired of these dresses. Get rid of them. I'm going to go online and order a bunch of new clothes. Dead or not, I can't be prancing around the house naked.
You don't like your old dresses anymore?
Make up your mind. Do I like them or do I not like them?
Oh, no. I'll get it. Not coming!
Hi. I'm Sheriff Green. We haven't met formally, but I've seen you in town. You're Norman Bates, right?
Yes, nice to finally meet you. I would have invited you in and just doing some cleaning. It's frustrating, you know? Just get so cluttered, you don't know what you have anymore.
Yeah, we all have too much stuff. I wanted to ask you about something.
Yes, of course.
A man named Jim Blackwell has skipped out on his parole. His parole officer found your address written down on a piece of paper at his place. Have you seen him?
Jim Blackwell? No, I've never heard of anyone named Jim Blackwell.
Well, I'm not so worried about a guy skipping parole. I mean, I am worried, but it's not why I'm here. I'm worried because he was recently released from the same prison where Alex Romero was serving his time.
Was?
Yeah, I got a call from the DA this morning. Romero escaped.
Oh.
Has he contacted you?
No, it's not that. I just don't like him. He put too much pressure on my mother, and I feel that's what led to her death.
Well, what concerns me is the timing here. Blackwell gets out of prison, has your address. Shortly after that, Romero escapes. Why would a guy who had every chance of getting out of prison after 2 years doing easy time on a work farm risk escaping? It had to be something worth it out here. Might be here in your house and you don't know it. Might be something Jim Blackwell found out about, why he was around here before he disappeared.
You mean here in this house?
Yeah, or the motel.
Oh, no, there's nothing in these structures I don't know about, Sheriff.
You just said you have so much clutter you don't know what you have.
Yeah, I guess I did, but I know that it's all my stuff.
Well, now you know what's going on. You see anything unusual, give me a call.
I will do. Okay, right. Oh, and do let me know if you happen to hear anything about Romero.
Will do, Norman. Nice to finally meet you.
Who was it?
It's the new sheriff. Sheriff Green, I think her name is.
What the hell she want with us?
She was asking about Jim Blackwell. If we'd seen him. He skipped parole.
I bet he did.
Apparently he had the motel address with his things.
Oh.
I know this is exactly what I mean, Mother, why I'm upset, because you just decide things are best and don't include me in the decision when I'm really not sure you know what's best at all.
So I should have just let Jim Blackwell kill you?
Maybe.
That's depressing.
No, you know, it's depressing, Mother, is having no control over your own life, over these decisions that are being made supposedly on your behalf.
Fine. I'll just wait till you're out of your next blackout to make a move on anything.
I don't like this, Mother. I don't like how we've become lately.
People fight, sweetheart. It's not the end of the world. So Jim Blackwell had the motel address. He could have been looking for a place to stay. They can't prove anything. Did she say anything else?
No. Nothing else. I'll be back in a few hours. Look at you in here all by yourself.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just had some trouble sleeping.
Are you sure?
Nothing a few new shower curtains can't fix.
Your order, right. It came in last night. I'll go get it back.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver.
I can imagine you go through a lot of these.
Yes, we do, actually. They don't really last too long, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so I've been cleaning out the house, just trying to get rid of a bunch of old stuff, and it's gonna sound really weird, but I was just about to donate a bunch of my mother's dresses, and I've got no use for them anymore. But I just felt bad putting them in the bin, and so I wondered if I could give them to you. I just feel like you'd take care of them and wear them like they wouldn't be something unanimated anymore.
Oh. What did I do?
You didn't do anything. It's just, it's too weird. I'm offering you my dead mother's clothes. God, I must be going mad. Just so you know, my mother was not like other moms. She wasn't what you think of when you think of mom clothes. She was youthful and beautiful and vibrant.
Hi. Welcome to Village Hardware.
Thanks. Could you help me with these?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Thanks. Why don't you leave these here and I'll go through them tonight? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I promise I'll take really good care of them.
I know you will.
That looks like you could use a hand. Do you want me to hold her while you shop?
You don't mind?
Not at all.
Hey,
what's your name?
Rose.
Rose. Very pretty.
You ain't glorious, even by my own standards. I brought some of my things, so you mind if I stay in Dylan's room or should I crash on the couch?
Maybe we should talk, Chick.
Yeah, we got plenty of time to talk. Let's talk inside.
No, I like it here.
Oh. All right. Let me put my bird down. Fire away, champ.
The thing is, I just don't think you should spend so much time here.
Ah.
I mean, it's me, you know. It's just too much with mother and all, and to bring one more person into this is...
One more person. I don't think there's much of a problem, though. Mother still likes me.
Oh, yeah, no, she likes you. Of course she does. And I like you, too. We both like you, Chick. It's not about that.
What's it about? I'm going to help you out with a lot of things, Norman. Help you out with everything. Everything.
I understand, Chick. And as I said, I appreciate it. And I'm by no means saying that we can't still see each other. What I'm saying is not every day. Okay, you can't live here.
Can I still come over?
Yeah.
Can I come over tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow.
And then the next day, I can bring quail. We can cook
up. No, not that day either.
Yeah. I get it.
Maybe some night next week, Chick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Next week. Let me just clear my calendar. You might want to cook up that chicken that I brought over last night. 375, 45 minutes, or it goes bad. It goes real bad.
My name's Ben Hayes. I live at 3043 270th Street. We need an ambulance. My neighbor OD'd. It's apartment 221. All right, please hurry.
Norman. Pretty night, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, Sheriff. Isn't it just? So, what can I help you with tonight? I imagine you're not looking for a room.
I was wondering if you keep a guest registry. The old-fashioned kind where people sign their names.
Yes, we do, actually. Why?
I wondered if I might have a look at it.
Yeah, of course. I was just closing up, but come on in. So who are you looking for?
Still wondering why Jim Blackwell had this address. I wondered if he checked in under a false name. I know. It seems silly, right? A lot of police work is silly. Until you find what you're looking for. And then all of a sudden, it's not so silly anymore.
Well, we get people in here from Canyon City all the time, so maybe he was just thinking of staying here and then just changed his mind. You know, Sheriff, if I were an ex-con, I'd write down an address I know you'd find and then take on off in the opposite direction.
How did you know Blackwell lived in Canyon City?
Oh, you mentioned it the last time you were here.
Did I?
Yes. Yes, I remember now. You were up there on the porch, and you said that you found a piece of paper with my address on it at his place in Canyon City.
You haven't seen an early 90s silver and black Lincoln, have you?
No, not as I recall.
That's what he was driving.
Yes.
This is the plate number. In case you do see it.
Thank you. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Well, I'll let you get back to work.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Looking forward to seeing you again, Norman.
Was Jim Blackwell driving a car?
Yes.
A 90s silver and black Lincoln?
Maybe.
Okay, well, where is the car, Mother? The sheriff was just here. They're searching for the car, so what did you do with it?
Don't worry, I hid it in the woods.
The woods? Is it near us?
It's far enough.
Okay, Mother, get up. We are going to that car.
Why? So you could be seen in the vicinity of it and get caught?
No, because we need to get rid of it in a better way than just leaving it in the woods like the remains of a pie we didn't eat at a picnic. We're going. Now.
This is stupid, Norman. Everything's fine. I took care of it. Car is deep in here somewhere where I know there's no foot traffic. No one's gonna find it. We can't even find it.
That's exactly why we need to find it, Mother. You really don't know what you're doing, do you?
Yo, buddy. I took off the plates. I scratched off the VIN number. I wiped the whole thing down for fingerprints. I covered the car with brush, and I covered my tracks on the way back. No one is gonna find this car, and even if they do, they can't trace it back to us.
How do you know all of that?
It's not rocket science. Oh, there it is.
I think we should move it. Just get rid of it, make it disappear.
Well, good luck with that.
Do you remember when the police found Keith's truck near our property, Mother? No, we can't risk it.
You are overreacting. We are miles from the motel, and no one's found it so far.
That's because no one's been looking for it, Mother, and now they are. Where's the key?
I threw it away.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, do you know how to hotwire a car?
Of course I don't.
I don't know why you don't care more about this, Mother. Maybe you want us to get caught.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who wants us to get caught. I'm the one who catapulted us out of bed and onto a crime scene.
Well, maybe you're just sick of me, Mother. Maybe you're just sick of this whole situation. Maybe you wish it had worked out with Romero. Maybe you even think it still could.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I just wanted to get us caught, and I wanted to run off with Romero. I mean, that's why I've done all of this. That's why I've protected your ass 24-7 just so I could get caught.
Okay, Mother, well done. You can stop now.
All right, you know what? Come and find us!
Mother?
We're right here! Put us in prison, please! We've been lying about everything.
Mother?
Okay? I'm not really dead. I just faked my suicide. I know, bad idea. We want out. My name is Norma Bates! And I'm still alive! What's really going on here, Norman? Why are you annoyed with me lately? Why can't I do anything right in your eyes?
I'm sorry, Mother. You were right. You were right. The car's fine. Let's just leave it and go home. Forget about all this, okay?
Don't ever do that to me again.
I won't.
Are you coming?
Right behind you.
Why are you whispering?
Oh, no, I just woke up.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for the dresses.
It's kind of crazy. They fit perfectly. And I absolutely love them.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and I get such a vibe off them of your mom.
What a cool lady she was. She had great taste.
Yes, she certainly did.
Hey, do you want to come over for dinner tonight? Sam's gone again, and I just get super bored at night, and I think I need to get a dog.
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to come over. At what time?
Maybe 7?
7, yeah. Yeah, that's, that can work.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll see you then.
All right, yeah, 7. Bye.
Okay, bye.
well, well. Look what the tide washed up. Well, you didn't want to hang out anymore.
No. No, I never said that, Chick. I think you're just overreacting. Can I come in?
Can you? Wipe your feet. Sorry, I didn't have time to tidy up. I've been working on something.
Oh, really? What are you working on?
I'm working on a suspense novel. I think in the right hands, when it's complete, it'll make quite a good little movie.
Can I sit down, Chick?
Let's go. Mess my system up.
Yeah, I just need to ask your advice about something.
Yeah, figured you were here for something.
Chick, come on, just because I said we can't live together, it doesn't mean we still can't be friends, right?
What do you want, Norman?
Chick, do you know how to hotwire a car?
Yeah, I do.
And do you know how to, get rid of a car? I've just heard of these things called chop shops, and do you know of any such places?
What did you do?
I just want to get rid of a car, JK.
Well, this seems like an unnecessarily elaborate way to just get rid of a car.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing. And that's all I'm going to tell you, so.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just figure it out on my own.
Yeah, I know a place. I know a guy with a place and a thing. But I need to know something. I need to know what you did, Norman.
It's not me, Chick. It is her. Mother.
How do you mean?
Well, she's just out of control, Chick. I mean, she thinks that she knows what's his best about everything, but she does not. I mean, just look what happened with Caleb.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, there is something very, very wrong with her. And that I've tried to help, but Chick, she's going to ruin us if I don't rein her in, and I just don't know how to rein her in exactly.
All right. Well, maybe I can help you with her.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't think so, though, but thank you. Thank you for helping me with the car. With everything, you've really been a good friend.
So are you, Norman.
Where are you going?
I need to talk.
Okay.
I'm going to Madeline's for dinner.
I see. What if I don't think that's a good idea?
Well, I'm not really interested in whether or not you think it's a good idea. We've been on the opposite side of what a good idea is lately.
You have free will, so do I. You do what you're gonna do, I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
You're not doing anything, Mother. Not about her. Promise me.
I promise that I will always protect you. I have no choice.
Well, I don't need any protection from her.
Well, I guess you know what you need.
Mother?
Yes?
Let me be really clear.
Okay.
I am going to have dinner with Madeline, and I'm going to take care of the car. And you need to accept me as being in charge of my own life now, because I know we made this arrangement, but... Just please let me make decisions and do what I need to do, okay? See you later.
Hi! Oh my God. I should have worn this. I'm so sorry. Come in.
No.
I'll change.
No, don't change. You look wonderful, Natalie. It just shocked me for a moment.
You sure? Mm-hmm. I tried it on this afternoon and it felt like second skin. I really forgot I was wearing it. It was stupid of me.
No, it wasn't stupid at all. I gave them to you to wear and I'm just so pleased you like them.
Good.
Here, I got these for you.
Thank you. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Dinner's ready. I made coq au vin, which sounds fancy, but it's just chicken and wine in a pot.
Well, it sounds lovely.
Well, come in. This is my place.
This was delicious.
Thank you. It's nice to cook. I feel like I don't do it very often because Sam's always gone so much. Seems silly to go through all the trouble just for one person.
How is Sam?
He's fine. He's almost done with the deal he's got going on in Seattle. Hopefully things will settle down after that.
And did you ever get to talk to him about how you were feeling?
No. I think I was just having a bad day that day.
That we all have bad days when we wonder what's real and not real.
Do you have days like that?
Yes, I think it's the nature of relationships. They shift constantly. They change shape, sometimes even minute to minute. It's hard to know what's real in any moment unless it's right in front of you and you're experiencing it. I just think you should have that little talk with Sam.
Want to make a cake? And then we can, like, watch a movie and eat cake.
I'd love to.
Alex?
Hey, Maggie.
What are you doing here?
This is just me. Is anyone inside?
No. What happened to you?
Can I come in?
I'm not trying to bogart the cake making. It's just all happening here in this bowl.
Well, I'm having fun watching you.
Okay. That doesn't sound creepy. Hey, will you get the milk out?
One cup coming up.
That rhymes.
Oh, I'm a poet.
Okay, pour it in. And I'll start the mixer when we do.
Here it comes.
It's mixing now. We can bake it then. Unless you step out into the line. Don't be sad, I know you will.
But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. What? I have to go, okay? This isn't good.
It's my fault, I'm sorry.
Right now. Stop playing games!